Argument at Mount Rushmore. Scene 1, The Road to Rushmore.
Where are we heading, Mom?
To Mount Rushmore, Kevin.
What's so special about Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore is where the faces of some of our greatest presidents are carved.
What, like in a museum?
No, on the side of the mountain.
On the side of a mountain?
Yes, imagine George Washington's face, but 50 feet tall and carved out of a rock.
George Washington? I don't even know what he looks like.
Well, look there. You can see him from here.
Wow, he's a giant.
Scene 2, the Mount Rushmore Visitor Center.
Welcome to Mount Rushmore National Memorial, folks.
Mount Rushmore honors four of the presidents who have made the United States a great nation.
The faces were carved by a man named Gutzon Borglum in the 1930s.
Borglum once said, "There is no monument in America as big as a nation's spirit."
That's what he set out to create, a monument as big as the American spirit.
Must have taken him a long time.
It took hundreds of workers 14 years.
At first, the plan was not to carve the faces of presidents.
It wasn't? Whose faces did they plan to carve?
Western heroes like Kit Carson and Buffalo Bill.
And the explorers Lewis and Clark.
They are all American heroes, but I'm glad they decided to carve the presidents.
We are too.
Now we have one of America's most patriotic landmarks.
Are you ready to meet the president?
Sure.
Can't wait.
Let's go.
Scene 3, Mount Rushmore.
Kids, meet George Washington.
Washington was our nation's first leader. He's called the father of our country.
Some say he stands for liberty.
Hello, children.
Next is Thomas Jefferson.
Didn't he write the Declaration of Independence?
That's right.
That's why he represents independence.
Welcome to the park. Hey, I know that one. He's Abe Lincoln.
He was a president during the Civil War. He freed the slaves.
Yes, he stands for freedom.
Greetings. Who's the fourth man?
That's Theodore Roosevelt.
What did he do?
Yes, Teddy, what did you do?
Leave him alone, Thomas.
Wasn't it just that you were friends with the man who carved us?
Since you're going to pester me about it, I'm best known for leading the charge at San Juan Hill during the Spanish-American War. I won the Medal of Honor for that. I also won the Nobel Peace Prize, ordered the Panama Canal to be built, and was the youngest man to ever become president.
Roosevelt was known for fair dealing and common sense.
But they say he represents determination because he was always determined to do what was right.
I always stood up for the little guy. I hate boys. I still hate them. So just watch yourself, Jefferson.
Do they always argue like that?
Well, it takes a strong person to be president. When you put four determined leaders together in one place, you tend to have a few arguments.
Let's talk about old George here.
I'd rather we didn't.
Washington was known for being very private and very serious. He didn't like a lot of attention.
George was our nation's military leader during the Revolutionary War. He became our first president.
I was his Secretary of State.
For a while.
There were some people who wanted George to be king.
King?
That's right, but I said no. Of course I said no when they asked me to be president too, but they wouldn't stop bugging me about it.
So he finally gave in.
And what do I have to show for it? I'm stuck here on a mountain with these guys.
At least you're not wearing wooden dentures anymore.
My teeth were never wooden. That's all myth. So was the cherry tree story, by the way.
Did you know I authorized the Louisiana Purchase? Where would we be if I hadn't done that? Not here, that's for sure. This place would still be a part of France.
Did you know Roosevelt was the inspiration for the teddy bear?
That's right. And Old Honest Abe won fame by wrestling the town bully. We'd have made quite a tag team, Abe.
What about Lewis and Clark? I was the guy who sent them to explore the Northwest.
Well, Roosevelt saved 230 million acres of America's wilderness,
so that future generations could enjoy it.
And Aether kept the country from splitting in two.
Nope, Doc!
Shh, nobody answer him. Maybe he'll stop.
Lincoln was known for telling jokes and spinning yarns.
What do you mean, spinning yarns?
That means he liked telling long, wild tales.
And jokes.
I said, knock, knock.
Shh, shh. All right, fine. Who's there?
No, 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 no. We're not playing knock, knock.
How I ever ended up on the side of the mountain with these guys, I'll never know.
You guys need to toughen up. Toughen up, I tell you.
Did you ever hear the one about the opossum and the third president's dog? Hey, don't make me come over there.
All right, that's enough, fellas. Quiet down before you crack your faces.
So there you have it. America's most patriotic symbol.
Liberty.
Independence.
Freedom.
And determination. A monument as big as the American spirit.
Mount Rushmore.
Do you think that Carson and Buffalo Bill would have gotten along better?
My name's Emily McCutcheon, and I played Mom.
I'm Alex Schroeder, and I played Ranger One.
I'm Lance, and I played Theodore.
I'm Curtis, and I played Thomas Jefferson.
I'm Sebastian Vaughn, and I played Kevin.
I'm Dylan Kinney, and I played Abraham Lincoln.
I'm Anna Hillock, and I played Jenna.
I'm Becca Lee, and I played Park Ranger Two.
I'm Caleb Russell, and I play George Washington.
I'm Lexi Mead, and I play Amber.
The end.
The end.
The end. The end.